Kimball and Inman, the two foundational philosophies for analytical data architecture. Core insight upfront. Every analytical data architecture must make a fundamental trade-off between speed to first deliverable and enterprise consistency. Kimball prioritizes speed. Inman prioritizes consistency. Modern implementations hybridize both. Both approaches date to the 1990s and remain the intellectual foundation for how analytical data is structured today. The vocabulary has evolved. You will hear medallion architecture and lakehouse instead of data warehouse. But the underlying tensions are unchanged. Kimball's approach, bottom-up, dimensional modeling. Ralph Kimball's philosophy is start with a business process, model it dimensionally, deliver value iteratively. The core modeling technique is the STAR schema. A STAR schema has two types of tables. Fact tables store quantitative measurements, sales amounts, click counts, order quantities. Each row represents an event or transaction. Fact tables are typically narrow, few columns, and very long, billions of rows. Dimension tables store the descriptive context around facts: who, what, where, when, why, and how. Customer name, product category, store location, date attributes. Dimension tables are typically wide, many columns, and short, thousands to millions of rows. The STAR schema gets its name because visually, the fact table sits at the center with dimension tables radiating outward like points of a star. The key concept enabling enterprise-scale Kimball is conformed dimensions. A conformed dimension is a dimension table that means the same thing across multiple fact tables. For example, a date dimension and a customer dimension that are shared between the sales fact table and the support tickets fact table. This allows cross-process analysis, joining sales and support data by customer without building a monolithic normalized model first. The bus matrix is the planning tool. It maps business processes, rows, against shared dimensions, columns, showing the enterprise scope of the data warehouse and the sequence of delivery. Each intersection represents a fact dimension relationship to be built. Inman's approach, top-down, normalized enterprise model. Bill Inman's philosophy is build a normalized enterprise data warehouse first as the single source of truth, then derive departmental data marts from it. The enterprise data warehouse is modeled in third normal form, or 3NF. Third normal form is a database design principle where every non-key column depends on the primary key, the whole primary key, and nothing but the primary key. In practical terms, 3NF eliminates data redundancy by separating data into many small, tightly related tables. A customer's address lives in one place only. If it changes, you update one row. The benefit is consistency and reduced storage. The cost is complexity. Queries require many joins, and the model is harder for business users to understand directly. In Inman's architecture, the 3NF enterprise data warehouse is not queried directly by end users. Instead, departmental data marts are derived from it, denormalized, business-friendly subsets designed for specific analytical use cases. The mart for marketing looks different from the mart for finance, but both source from the same normalized core. The key trade-off. Kimball delivers value faster because you build one STAR schema at a time, starting with the highest priority business process. But enterprise consistency depends on disciplined use of conformed dimensions. Inman delivers enterprise consistency from day one because the normalized model enforces it. But time to first deliverable is longer because you must build the normalized core before any mart can be derived. Both approaches define a layered architecture. The staging layer holds raw extracts from source systems, no transformation, just a landing zone. The integration layer reconciles and standardizes data across sources. The presentation layer serves business users with clean, query-optimized models. Modern implementations hybridize. The medallion architecture, bronze, silver, gold, is a direct descendant. Bronze is raw ingestion, corresponding to staging. Silver is cleaned, standardized, and deduplicated, corresponding to integration. Gold is certified business metrics and KPIs, corresponding to presentation. In practice, most organizations use Kimball-style dimensional models at the gold layer for business user consumption, with Inman-style normalized or semi-normalized models at the silver layer for consistency. Strategic takeaway. Every data strategy must decide four things. Centralize or federate data ownership. Normalize or denormalize data models. Prioritize breadth of coverage or depth of specific use cases. Govern through architecture constraints or through convention and documentation. Kimball and Inman give you the vocabulary and the trade-off framework to make these decisions explicitly rather than by accident.